This is Joe Rogan, and you are listening to I Got Your Six podcast with Dr. J.R. Bell, and now news and review.
Hey, everybody. This is something that I wanted to come back, and I want to tell you right now. This is news and review for the week of May 6th, 2024. I want to tell everyone right now. I come in because I wanted to bring late breaking news. This is something that a lot of people has been asking me to talk about, and I forgot to mention that in my last podcast, so I wanted to come back, and I wanted to tell you about what's going on in my last podcast. So here goes. In my last podcast, we were talking about stuff going on around the world and everything. But this time, I want to tell you something. A lot of people always ask me, Professor, yes? And I go, yes. How do the rich stay rich? And how can you tell someone's rich? He says, I live, an example, he says, I live in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I see a lot of Mercedes-Benzes, Audis, Range Rovers, and I want to know, are those the rich people? To be honest with you, no. See, here's the trick that I always will tell people. Rich people, poor people. In my earlier podcast, I always would tell people, rich people act poor people act rich. And the way rich people act poor is because they will nickel and dime because their wealth, the amount of money they have in their bank account defines their status. So if they want to stay rich, they got to maintain the amount of money they have in their account. People think because you're rich, you go spend and splurge. This is not the 80s of the lifestyle of the rich and famous, where multimillionaires were made every week off of the stock markets and stuff, and people creating new companies and stuff. This is not that. This is the newer generation. This is past the millennium. This is the millennials, this is the Gen Zs, this is the Gen Zs and stuff, where people from around the world are looking at what goes on, and the markets and everything, people are complaining or saying that I want to become success, and the way the market is going, a lot of people are also looking at what goes on in the world. So, richer staying richer is because they are maximizing their money. And the way the rich stay rich is by doing this. Rich stay rich by acting poor. And rich people, if they're wealthy, they drive a Ford. They'll drive a Toyota, like a Prius. And they'll drive a Range Rover. Now, they'll drive a Toyota, a Prius, a Toyota Prius, Hondas, a Honda Accord, Honda Acuras, Honda Integras. And they'll drive like a Ford Focus, Ford Escape. That's what they drive. Anything like that. That's what the rich drive. Reason being, rich stay rich by maximizing their money. So now that you understand that, if you ever decide, hey, I want to be rich, I want to know what it means to get wealthy. Well, to get rich, you need to follow simple methods. Here's the steps that I'm going to tell you, okay? Rule number one. You want to get rich? Get up early in the morning. Stock market opens up at 6 in the morning. Opens up like 5 in the morning. Okay? So on the West Coast, you need to be up around 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. That's what you have to do. Be up that time on the West Coast. You have to get up when New York time gets up. You gotta get up on the East Coast time. So if the East Coast time says you have to, East Coast time is at, say, stock market opens at six o'clock in the morning, you need to be up exactly at 6 o'clock, East Coast time. And then that's how you know. Then you need to work. Work every day. Spend most of your time looking at, instead of watching frivolous YouTube videos or TikTok videos, you can do that. But while you're doing that, also watch videos on how to build generational wealth. Look at the stock market. Watch stuff like the Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, Forbes, Inc. Look at those things like that. Read constantly books Read what rich people do to get to stay wealthy. Read on how they became wealthy. And that's the way you can maximize your wealth. That's what you gotta do. Yes. Wealthy people do. Stay within your means. Let me give you an example. I watched Warren Buffett. Watched a documentary about the story of Warren Buffett, the Omaha, the Oracle of Omaha. He owns a company called Berkshire and Hathaway. And how he started that company was this. Berkshire and Hathaway was a textile company. When the company was up for sale, he bought it. The reason why he bought it, because he liked the name. And what he did with Berkshire and Hathaway, he made that a holding company, the name. He liked the Berkshire Hathaway, so he made it Berkshire Hathaway Corporation. And that's what he did. Yes, he made it a maximizing thing. And he took that right there, and he maximized his marketing strategy by up other companies. So he would go around with his money. He was using his company, Berkshire Hathaway, and making it a capital company. Yes, he was in mergers and acquisitions. And what he would do is he would buy up companies. He would buy up small companies. Small little tiny companies. And then he would sit there and say, an example, I buy up the Times Corporation. But I will keep the CEO as CEO of that company. Yep, that's what Warren Buffett did. Now that you know how he did that, another trick that he did, started a company. Look, I tell everyone, as much as I walk around this world and I do things, I go around and I tell people, what are you doing? Why don't you start a podcast? Why don't you start a company? And, oh, listen up, student. If you're one of my students, you automatically know the drill. I always tell this to everyone. I always say I never have to, shouldn't have to repeat myself on some things that I have to, that already should be known. But for those of you who are new, get a notebook. Reason why, when you listen to my podcast, have a notebook. Reason why? You write stuff down. You start writing things down so that you'll know exactly how my podcast will impact you. Write stuff down. Yes, start writing. The reason why I want you to write is because that is where it'll benefit you. Write. Make notes. Another maximizing tip that I will tell you, and I tell everyone else, to where everyone is going to go, I didn't know that. But now you're going to know, because listen to this, and this is what you need to listen to. If you are going to become successful, start doing this. Buying stock. One or two shares. Invest in the stock market. Yes, invest. Invest. I've seen people who will tell me, Professor, I don't have enough money. How am I going to get rich? We're not talking about you getting rich. We're talking about you just investing. Why? Because you can get into the habit. Because when you get into the habit of investing, guess what it does? It's like putting on a pair of socks. Have you ever noticed when you were young in the world? You know, you didn't know how to put on a pair of socks if you were talking about how to do that. So, the market will tell you. invest. Invest in the stock market to maximize everything that you need to do. Invest. Trust me. You don't have to invest a lot of money. Invest. Get into real estate if you want. Invest in a company. Start a company. Get your LLC. Get an S-Corp, a C-Corp. Somebody told me, what about if I want to go nonprofit? You're not making any money. That's nonprofit. Okay? Thank you. You're not going nonprofit. But act like you're, act as if you were broke. That's the stuff, that's the way to live. I tell everyone, act as if you were broke, it's because I want you to act like something that you need to do. This is something you need to do. I remember back when I was growing up in the early 80s, the Fed chairman at that time was Alan Greenspan. He said something that, he said, oh, did you know, I even said this in my last podcast, did you know that the Federal Reserve, it is not a part of the U.S. government? The Federal Reserve is its own company. See, the Federal Reserve has its own corporation. It's an own corporation. It was created by Admiral Vanderbilt, John Paul Getty, Andrew Carnegie, and J.P. Morgan. Yes, those were the people that created the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is a company that lends money to the federal government. Lends money to the federal government. So let's say the federal government needs to borrow, say, $30 billion. They go to the Federal Reserve and say, hey, we want to borrow $30 billion at 18%, at 42% interest rate. We'll pay it in over 6 months. We'll pay it over 6 years. Done. They loan the money, and over 6 years, they'll pay it. Within that 6 years, they didn't pay that. The U.S. government paid the loan back, paid the loan back 12 times over. 12 times. But after the 6 years, the Treasury Department, the U.S. Federal Reserve goes, where's our money? The government goes, oh, here's your money. See, that's how that works. Yeah, they didn't pay that loan back way more with all the interest rates and stuff. That's how that works with them. So now you understand that on how the government robbed. That's why the government is the biggest mafiosos in the world. And you can't even take the mob, that kind of mob mentality group, to court. It's because, reason being, is because they wrote the laws. So how are you going to put them in jail when they wrote the laws? You can't. So enjoy. And I tell you that it's just enjoy carefully. And that's how that works. Enjoy. Now you know exactly how the government works and how the way they make money. Now you know how to create plenty of money. Now you know how the rich stay rich and the poor stay poor, because poor people act rich. Rich people act poor. A poor person will go to get a Range Rover, get a used Range Rover, get a used Lexus, get a used Mercedes-Benz, or get a used Tesla that costs $80,000, $90,000, or a used Lambo and drive it. And the rich person will get a Honda, will get a Toyota Prius, a used one at that, and will get a Ford Escape or a Ford Explorer pre-owned. They don't buy brand new, they buy pre-owned. Reason why? Because all that money they save goes right into their bank account. Now you know how that stays rich and how the poor stay poor. Thank you. The way you want to do it, you want to look like, you can look like you're rich, but still be poor. You can do the same thing. Just maximize your money and also invest. Spend less, invest more. I don't have to say invest in the stock market. Invest in anything. Do whatever you got to do. Just achieve wealth. Have a second income. Okay, have a second set of income. And that set of income that you have, that second, your main income, use that to pay all your bills. Your second income is for you to do whatever you want to do, like investments and stock markets, globalizing your, whatever you want to do to create generational wealth. So you never forget where you come from. and you never, ever be broke. Always have money to fall back on, okay? That's why they always tell people, never quit your day job while conquering the world. You can be successful, just never quit your day job, because always can have something to fall back on. Say, when you go out in the world and you're conquering it, and then all of a sudden you fail, but you also have something to fall back on, okay? Now you're good. Listen to that, and that's going to help you and benefit you. All right? Hey, this is your one and only Hood Professor, J.R. Bell, Demetrius, one and only for all my students. Get your notebook. Keep writing. Keep writing. I gave you gems. I gave you a whole right here podcast, nothing but gems on what you need to do to be successfully wealthy. Like I said, start your own. Get your LLC. Start your own company. Get an LLC. Go out there and get an LLC. The reason why I say you get that, guess what's going to happen when you get that? You're going to start making money. Because people say, what if I don't have a company? The name. Trademark your name. Copyright and trademark your name. But if you don't, guess what happens? Someone else out there, because listen, whatever you're thinking about, someone else in the world is thinking about the same thing. And the thing is, who's going to beat you? Who's going to come to the door first? It's like a race. Who's going to be first? You or the next person? You got to decide. Either you're first or you're second. Which one you want to do? There's a race. Three people. There's first, second, and third. What do you want to do? You want to come in first? You want to come in second? Because if you come in second, guess who's in front of you? The person who's first, and you're seeing what? His ass. And if you're in second, if you're in third, guess who you see? You see second person's ass and first person's ass. And then guess what? That makes you last. Don't come last. Come first. Either you come first or don't come at all. That's the way I look at it. There's no participation trophy in the game of life. And this is life. To be successful, you gotta be winners. You either come first or don't come at all. People always say, well, because in life, people don't give you a rose garden. No one hits harder than life. You gotta take the hits. You gotta get up. You gotta keep getting up. Because you gotta take those hits, those massive hits. Because you gotta get up. Because today is the day that you decide that you're gonna start your business. This is the news in review. You gotta wanna get up. You gotta keep getting up. That's what's going to hard things to make you successful. You got to keep getting up. Okay? You got to keep getting up. You're going to get hit all the time. This is the one thing that I'm going to tell you that everyone else won't tell you. Your friends and family will sit there and be, your friends and family will tell you, you'll never be successful. Then when you become successful, hey, show me how to do that. Show me how to make money. Show me how to do that. But when you were trying, when you were starting it, they didn't want to be a part of it. But when you make that money, they all want to be your best friend. They want to ride your train, ride the coattails, and be successful with you. But when you need the help to help build this so they can be successful with you, they don't want to do that. They just want to wait. We'll see if you be successful. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Do what you got to do. Get out there and grind. Don't let no one stop you. Because today is the day that today, Professor Bell, Professor J.R. Bell is telling you this is your day to start grinding. This is your news and review for the week of May 6th. May the 6th be with you, 2024. I want you to know that you have the opportunity today to create generational wealth. Start it today. Don't let no one stop you. Grab your notebook, write down your name, whatever you want to do. I always hear people say, well, I'm thinking about it, but I don't know what I want to talk about. I will tell you because I'm planting the seed. It's up to you to dig the hole, to put in the ground and water it and harvest it. That's up to you. But if you don't want to do it, you ain't got to do it because I ain't going to force you. Because when I become successful, don't sit back and go, hey, can you show me how to do what you do? I want to be like you. No, you don't. Because when you had the opportunity to be like me, you didn't want it. So now, it's your opportunity today. I'm going to tell you right now, today is your day to start looking up. Look online on how to start your own company, how to license your name, trademark your name, license your name. Get a website. They're freebies. Line them up. Start a YouTube channel. Start a podcast. Start a social media company. Or download Alibaba and start a clothing line. Start a makeup company. You know, hey, you got a lot of people on social media, start a makeup company. Start a clothing line. Start a manufacturing of health and wellness. Hey, do whatever you got to do. Just start making money. Start making money right now. Okay? All right. This is your one and only J.R. Bell, professor, doctor. I'm going to tell you right now, I love each and every one of you out there. And a special shout out to all my friends and family that are listening to my podcast. Yes, I will catch you in the next podcast.
Joe Rogan here. Thanks for tuning in to I Got Your Six podcast, where we've got your back on all things insightful, inspiring, and empowering. Remember, no matter the challenges you face, you're never alone. Stay strong, stay resilient, and always remember, we've got your six. Until next time, take care and keep making a positive impact in the world.